بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من والاه أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alright, we are here. We're going to be discussing how to use the Heartwheel Journal. By now, inshallah ta'ala, you should have printed it out and had it bound or binded. I don't know how you say binded or bounded in other countries, but it basically means that you take it to a printer, you have it like photocopied front to back, and then have like a spiral run through all the pages so that you can take it with you. It's kind of like a mini journal. Inshallah ta'ala, maybe in the future, like we'll print it and then sell it at cost kind of thing. But for now, it's just available in a PDF. And it's essential that it gets printed out so that it's in front of you. So alhamdulillah, most of you have done that. If you haven't done that, then put an outcome pepper for it, inshallah ta'ala, and get working on that. The purpose of the heart wheel, why I did this, I actually did this, I think, about 2-3 years ago. And I did it for myself. This is a heart wheel journal that I wrote for myself. I put up kind of like a goal for myself to make a journal that would take me day by day by day into focusing on increasing my iman. A lot of people, they talk about, you know, how do I increase my iman? What are some things that I should do, and so on and so forth. And for me, I was thinking of, you know what, do these righteous people of the past, what did they do to increase their iman? And so my initial idea was that I would go into, you know, the history books and, you know, study their lives and study their attitudes and what they used to do. And then I would kind of like write a thesis on what was the mind of these people. And I wanted to do all of that stuff, but then, you know, subhanAllah, while reading the Quran, I realized that, you know, the success strategies, the strategies of people who've gone to Jannah is actually recorded in the Quran. So a person doesn't have to study their lives. Like, for example, if you're studying someone who's wealthy and you're trying to think of how did they become wealthy, you have to study, like, their biography. But when you're studying someone who was successful in the dunya and the akhirah, in this life and the next, you don't need to go any further than the Qur'an, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it recorded. The other principle upon which this heart wheel journal is based is that anything that's measured improves. Anything that you measure improves. So a lot of people, when they go about increasing their iman, they're actually not measuring anything. They basically just kind of like are looking to get a feeling, quote-unquote. And if the feeling is strong, then yeah, their iman went up. If the feeling's not, they don't know how to read, or they don't know how to duplicate what made it come up and what made it go down. So hence the heart wheel journal. I kicked this off. I set up a deadline and I got it done, alhamdulillah. So it's very long and very detailed. It's 135 pages with all like the sheets inside. So to start off, you have on page 1 or page 2, actually, just before I say that, I've set it up so that there's some blank pages in the middle, and the purpose of those blank pages is so that if you go to a printer and you print it, and you print it front to back, which is what I recommend, print it on the pages front to back, so that every new day starts on the right-hand side, so it looks a kind of, looks a little organized. Okay, so cool. So page number 1 or page number 2, whatever you have, it says my ultimate vision. The importance here of having the ultimate vision is what ultimately are you trying to achieve in regards to your spirituality and your connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, you've heard me say many times that you have to first define what it is that you want. And if that's not defined, if you haven't figured that out yet, then you're not going to arrive at that destination. Again, it's like going to a ticket counter at an airport and they say, where are you flying to? What's your ultimate destination? And you're like, I don't know, I never thought about that. Then you're going nowhere. So here is the same thing. If you don't know ultimately what you're trying to achieve from this heart wheel journal with your life and your spirituality, then you're going to go nowhere and you'll probably lose motivation and get sidetracked, all that stuff. So here you just write down all the beautiful, amazing achievements that you want to achieve in regards to your connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So things like, for example, you might say, I want to read the Quran with tranquility. I want to, you know, fast Mondays and Thursdays. I want to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to, you know, be in the highest level of Jannah. All that stuff, you start writing it down here in your ultimate vision so that anytime like great thoughts come to you, you can always go back to this ultimate vision and just write it up like a brainstorm. If you're familiar with the Maghrib classes, it's kind of like a gem board. So you can just write down whatever, whenever it comes to your mind. And typically visions, when you're in a sourpuss mood, when you're like really like annoyed about something, and then you try thinking about your vision for the future, you'll get this annoyed picture of the future. So you want to do this in a state where you're like very, you know, you're on the, your own high. Now, you don't have to wait till circumstances get you into that high time. What you can do is just stand up. You don't have to stand up right now, but I'm saying just stand up and just picture it. Just, you know, take a deep breath, kind of like some of the activities that I've done with you, and just say, what's my vision for this future? What is my spirituality at its ultimate? And that's actually something that we already did, so you can just plug it in here. The next one is, what's my ultimate purpose? The next page is my ultimate purpose. Why must I absolutely achieve this heart? And this is, these are all the reasons why, right? And again, this is something, an activity that we already did when we were doing like the 1 year goals and 90-day goals and so on. You're going to write here all the different purposes. Why is this? What's my intention? What am I trying to achieve out of this? And if you, as I said before, if you don't have enough purpose, then you'll probably be demotivated and you won't get the work done. But if you have enough purpose, then it makes all the difference in the world. So when you start focusing on ultimately what is this going to do for me today, right now, what is this going to do for me, why is this a must, why must I do this, what are the consequences of not doing this, and so on and so forth, and what are the rewards? And we're not just focusing on consequences, but what are the rewards? So this is another page that you can brainstorm for that, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, cool. The next page after that, it says heart wheel, the snapshot before. If you'll notice this page and the next one, it says heart wheel, what will it take to score a 10? And then the third one is snapshot day 4, then snapshot day 10, then snapshot day 19, then day 27, and snapshot after. Basically, the journal is based on the heart wheel. You may have heard me say life wheel before, and the life wheel, I don't know if you've ever done it with me before, but basically, as you see that circle, a life wheel would have something like, you know, your health, your finances, your career, and so on and so forth. That's a life wheel. But here we're talking about a heart wheel. The things that you see there in the heart wheel are things that are related to increasing your iman, things that are mentioned in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the people of paradise, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of paradise, these are the qualities that Allah repeats throughout the Quran as to why they reached the highest level of Jannah. And so to give you an example of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ So you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that successful are the believers, those who have concentration in their salah, or have khushu' in their salah. So you'll see that on the life wheel. And then the next verse it says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ And those who avoid lahu, which is like distractions, things that aren't important, not urgent. So you see that's on the life wheel as well. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ And those who give zakat, those who give charity. So you see daily sadaqah up there. And then chastity, all of these different things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these are the qualities of the people that go to Jannah. So that's why you're being measured on it. All of these things that you see here, salah, dhikr, chunks, chastity, night prayer, upright character, avoiding distractions, daily sadaqah, fasting, all of these things are related to a person going to paradise. So what I want you to do right now, actually, because this is a snapshot before and we're starting right now, is start writing in on a scale of 0 to 10, how are you in regards to your salah with concentration? On a scale of 0 to 10, how good is your salah with concentration? So you might say, for example, on a scale of 0 to 10, you know what, I don't really pay attention to my salah, I pray late, I'm not focused on my prayer, so maybe it's like a 2. Or maybe it's a 1. You don't want to put 0, you want to put something down. So if you think it's minus 5 or something, just put 1. All right, so fill that in right now if you have a chance. Okay, the second one, dhikr chunks, time when you remember Allah. With regards to dhikr chunks, it's like, do you daily sit down, remember Allah? Is it like a consistent habit? Some people, they actually do have a consistent habit. Maybe they read Quran consistently daily. Or maybe after Fajr, after Asr, they do their, you know, daily dhikr. And maybe on the bus, they always remember to, you know, remember Allah, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, so on and so forth. So maybe you might be pretty good on this one. So you might put like a 6 or 7. Or maybe you're not so good and you put 1 or 2. The next one is chastity. And that's like lowering one's gaze, dressing in a way pleasing to Allah, protecting oneself, and so on. So you ask yourself, if you go to school, do you have, like, you know, 10 different girlfriends or boyfriends or something, and you're totally living a haram life, then give yourself a zero, right? Give yourself, like, a one. If, you know, some people, they're, like, they're chastity-focused. You know, they've been wearing a niqab since they were, like, in grade 3 or something like that, right? And, you know, they lower their gaze, they dress in a way pleasing, and so on and so forth. So maybe put yourself at a 9. And don't worry, like, don't think that, oh, I can't possibly be a 10. Just put a 10. If you really think you're at a 10 in this area and you're really focused on it, put a 10. The next one is night prayer. And so on a scale of 0 to 10, how good are you in your night prayer? And the really cool thing about night prayer is that when Ramadan time comes, you'll really have a good chance to build up on this category. But for now, if you pray occasionally, say like once a month or something, or once a week, do your night prayer, then that's great. Give yourself like a really good score, like 8, 9, something like that. If it's been like forever, since it's been like last Ramadan, you prayed at night, you might give yourself a 1 or 2. The next one is upright character, engaging others. When you engage others, how is your character? The Prophet ﷺ said, the people who are closest to him on the day of resurrection are those who have the best character. And so upright character is essential to being in the highest level of paradise. So with regards to character, do you treat people kindly? Do you socialize with people? If they hurt you, you forgive them. You don't backbite on people, that kind of stuff, right? In how you engage other people on a scale of 0 to 10, and mark yourself on that. The next one is avoiding distractions. And this, alhamdulillah, I think for Discover You Life, we're really focused on avoiding distractions, things that aren't important and not urgent, because it's essential not only to live a dream life, but to live a dream hereafter as well. The person has to avoid distractions. So in your day, do you typically spend time on MSN chatting or watching TV or things like that? If that's the case, then you're not really avoiding distractions, so you give yourself like a lower number. But if your day is filled with, you know, you're always active, you're taking care of your family, you're involved in charity organization, that kind of stuff, you might give yourself a higher mark, maybe an 8 or 9. The next one is daily sadaqah. Daily sadaqah is your, the charity that you give. And it doesn't necessarily have to be with money. Sometimes a person gives charity with their body or with their time. What's meant by charity with your body is actually volunteering. Maybe you vacuum the masjid, for example, or maybe you plant flowers for a neighbor. You're volunteering, like you're doing charity with your body. With your time, it might be that, you know, someone says, hey, you know what, can you watch my child? And you're babysitting someone else's child. You know, you're not taking any money for it. You're volunteering your time for that. And then, of course, with money, if you're giving like a monthly, what are those things called? A monthly withdrawal, you're giving money, you know, consistently in sadaqah, then that's great. You give yourself a higher mark. And I think inshallah ta'ala you should be okay for that one. Like give yourself a 5, 6, maybe you could be doing better, but you're doing pretty good inshallah ta'ala. The next one is fasting. And with the month of Ramadan inshallah ta'ala, this is really going to zoom up there, how good are you in your fasting. I would say that when you mark this in Ramadan, mark how focused you are on your fasting. Fasting isn't just abstaining from food and drink and going to sleep. Fasting is not cursing at people, not using foul language, and really connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you're fasting. And so if that's the case, you really put your heart into the fasting and give yourself a higher mark. If you find that you're not really, like when you're fasting, you have a family member that says to you something like, how could you be fasting and do something like that, right? Then give yourself a low mark on this. Okay, so you're going to do the snapshot before. I went through it quickly, but just so can I explain everything? And then later on, inshallah, ta'ala, you can come back and you can fill it out. This is before you get started. This is like right at the beginning. Okay, cool. The next page, the heart wheel. What will it take to score a 10? This is actually a critical page here. On this page, heart wheel, what will it take to score a 10? What you want to do is actually say, what do I have to do in order to get a 10 on these categories? So let's take, for example, salah with concentration. If you said, in order to get a 10, I have to know that God is pleased with me, then when are you going to find out that God's pleased with you? You're going to find out when you're dead. And what if you're wrong? If you're wrong, you're in big trouble. So that's not a good measurement of whether you got a 10 or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what we should be doing in our prayer, and so we know that, so let's make that our 10. Okay, so let's say, for example, in order to have salawat concentration, I would say that I would give myself a 10 if I prayed, for example, 3 of the 5 daily prayers in the masjid, for example. I could say 5 of the daily prayers in the masjid, but I don't want you guys just copy me and say that, you know, make something really hard for you. Just say, for example, if I pray 3 of the daily prayers in the masjid, if I pray 3 of the daily prayers, if I read a new portion of Quran at least once in a day, and if I score in a feeling, I'll show you this salah measurement, it's at the end of the journal, I'll show you that in a second. If I get above 35 out of 50 on my salah measurement, which I'll show you in a while, then I would give myself, you know, full marks for salah with concentration. And then something like dhikr chunks. How will I know if I score a 10? I would say, if I do my dhikr after fajr and after asr, then I score a 10. Right? It can be that simple. But with regards to chastity, if I say, for example, you know, if I lowered my gaze and if I, you know, if there's a glance and I don't take the second glance, then I'd score myself a 10 on this. Or you'd say, like, if I take the second glance and I do that more than once in a day, then that's when I would not score a 10. Actually, you want to state it in the positive. So for someone, it might be, for example, you know what, if I wear hijab, then I'll score a 10 on this. The next one, night prayer, is if I, you know, pray taraweeh, I'll give myself a 10, and so on. Upright character, if nobody says to me, upright character, again, you don't want to stay in the negative, you want to stay in the positive. Upright character is if I say that I'm going to do something and I do it in regards to taking care of people, then I would score myself a 10. Again, you can think about that. I'm just doing this off the top of my head, but you can think about it. Avoiding distractions, if I desist from watching TV this month, then I'll give myself a 10 on distractions. Daily sadaqah, if I sponsor one iftar per month, or let's say, because some organizations have like a, you know, feed a fast, a needy person in Ramadan time, and you know, in certain countries you can feed an entire orphanage for like $30. You know, so you'd say, for example, if I feed an entire orphanage of kids all month long, then you know, I'll give myself a 10 for daily sadaqah. And then fasting, if I fast Mondays and Thursdays outside of Ramadan, but let's say in Ramadan, if I wake up for suhoor, if I go for taraweeh, if I read Quran during the day, then I'd score myself on a 10. So you'll notice the reason I went through the whole list is so that you know that it's not that difficult to score a 10, meaning something that's manageable, something that's measurable, and it's in your power to score a 10. And let me tell you this, some people, they always want to put themselves down, and they're like, no, I can't. How could I be a 10? I'm not perfect. Don't think like that. What we're talking about is improvement. After you consistently get a 10, then you can start working on raising your standards, okay? But for now, we're just working on increasing, you know, doing something right and improving on that, inshallah ta'ala. You'll see after that it says snapshot day 4 and then day 10 and so on. Later on in the journal, there will be reminders that, like, say, after day 3, you'll do day 4, and it'll say, go do the snapshot. So you come back here. The reason I put them all together is so that you can actually have a visual of how your heart is progressing. When you fill in those blocks, the circle, actually, it represents a tire, like the tire of a car. It represents a tire, and the parts that you color are the air of the tire. It's the air of the tire, and that shows you how inflated your tire is. The outer circle, it represents your heart at its best, and the inner circle represents where you stand now. So this is why I set up all the snapshots one after the other, so that when you want to go through it, like say, for example, on day 19, you want to see how you improved, you'll be able to just flip through the pages really quickly and see, wow, I really improved a lot, and mashallah, and so on. Here's also a special tip. We have tendencies to, you know, if you got a gym membership, and as soon as you got the gym membership, you'll have a tendency to work really hard. and you might lose like 5 pounds, and you're like, wow, this really works, I lost 5 pounds, and then right after that, you have a tendency to gain back all the weight. So my guess is, you might, on day 4 snapshot, you might have this thing filled up, and you'd be like, wow, I've really focused on it, it's really worked, and then you'll slack off, and then by day 10, you'll find that it's deflated. Right, inshallah ta'ala it won't, but that's something to look out for, inshallah ta'ala. All right, cool. Let's go to, also, actually, the last one, the heart wheel snapshot after, it's about page 11. When you get to the end, I want you to really have good hopes in yourself. So in the end, don't mark yourself a lower number if you really did try hard. If you tried hard and this is the end, then take care of yourself and really give yourself high marks if you tried hard at how you did it towards the end. Cool? All right, so we're on to heart food. This is page like 11 or page 12. And it says it has begun. It says heart food at the top, it has begun. These are the beginning of each day. So at the top, I have a little kind of like one paragraph reminder. So it says the topic of this one is it has begun. So it says reminders nourish the believer's heart and soul. So it's a reminder about the hereafter, a reminder about something related to Islam and so on, about, you know, connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this topic is about intentions. Why are you doing this? Is this really for Allah? So are you doing this just to show off? Are you doing this because, hey, Muhammad al-Sharif did it and I'm going to tell everybody, hey, I finished this? This is like about getting connected with why you're actually doing it. Right? So you read the reminder, then you'll see two empty boxes there. The reason that I put empty boxes is because I wanted you to interact with what you're reading. So if this topic is about intentions, what's a verse of Quran that speaks about intentions? And write it into the box. And then what's a hadith that talks about intentions as well? And write it into the box. So you might say, well, I don't know any hadith that talks about intentions. That's great. You get a chance to look online and search for, you know, an article about intentions or so on, and then write it in your journal. It's a lot different than reading a book and just skipping over something academically. What you want to do is get it into your mind and get it into your heart. And that's the whole point of these blank boxes. So don't take it lightly. Take it as a fun opportunity to research and, you know, find some verses to post in. And maybe even, you know, go on the Discover Your Life forum and share which verses you were able to get, and maybe other people can share it as well. You'll see underneath that it says heart workout, which is, here's a quick snapshot of the heart wheel, and what you want to do is, for this day, focus on 3 slices, only 3 slices. You can do more if you want, but just focus on 3 slices, circle those slices that you want to work on, and then write down 2 things that will bring you closer to scoring a 10 on these slices. So let's say, for example, I circle dhikr chunks, and then on the side I'll write, after Fajr, I'll remember Allah, and I'll write, you know, another thing that I'm going to do for dhikr chunks is I'm going to learn a new dhikr to read, right, which is remembering Allah, like something new. So those are 2 things that are going to bring me closer to a 10. On the other side, I might circle, for example, avoiding distractions. And then I'll say one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to spend only 1 hour on the internet today. And avoiding distractions, I'm going to maybe focus on something that's important and urgent. I'll say, you know, I'll spend half an hour making sure that I do all my activities in my heart wheel journal. And you can be creative about that, and it'll start to become a habit to do this. Okay, you got that. So, and then at the bottom it says model those who are successful, truly successful. If you ever see these, you know, like weight loss journals, it says, it has these before and after pictures, the guy's like super fat, and then the after picture, the guy's like, you know, he's a bodybuilder and so on, and they're saying model these people. And I'm like, these are the people who are truly successful, are the people that I'm mentioning here in the journal. So this first snapshot is the tribe of Quraysh before and then after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then throughout each day, I go through different companions and so on, who they were before Islam and who they became after. And as you go day by day by day, you'll be living with their biographies, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, cool. The next page after that it says, for believers, men and women of understanding. This is the plan for tomorrow. Basically, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You have to plan this. There's a tendency for people to do the journal when they do it, to skip the plan. Don't skip the plan. You've got to write it down. Now, you already did, if you look at the heart recap from that page we just passed, you wrote down about 6 things, right, that you're planning to do. So you can write them here in the plan for tomorrow, or maybe there's something else that you're planning to do tomorrow, inshallah, to come closer to Allah. So let's say, for example, I say plan for tomorrow. I'll write, I'm going to read half an hour Quran. I'm going to call my mom tomorrow. I'm going to treat my spouse a little bit better. I'm going to buy her flowers, or I'm going to buy my husband, you know, new pajamas or something like that. And so on. So you write down 5 things that you're going to do tomorrow that's going to bring you closer to Allah. Then the next part, it says plan to support. The reason that there's this section, it's when you give, whatever you give comes back to you. So if I'm, for example, if I'm discussing success strategies with someone, guess what happens to me? I start thinking success strategies in my mind, and that's what we want for you. If you support and help people to come closer to Allah, you yourself will benefit from that. So 2 ways to support to come closer to Allah. So one of the things, for example, I might say, I'll call my mom and remind her of the hadith or ayah that I learned today, right? And then number 2, I might say, you get the idea, right? On right beside that, you see it says actual. So this is the plan. At the end of the day, you want to come back to your journal and write down and put a check or an X whether you achieved it or not. So what you might actually find is the things that you plan to do, you'd be like, check, 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 check. But then the things that you plan to support someone else, you might find, oh, you didn't help anybody else. And you see other X's. So underneath that, it says, what did I do right today? Right? So you're not trying to be perfect. Perfection is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to write 3 things that you did right. So you might say, what I did right today was I read half an hour Quran. I was able to buy the flowers for my wife. I donated $10 to the masjid, for example. And then so, you know what, you feel the feelings of doing the right thing so that you can do more of that. And then underneath that it says, what am I, inshallah ta'ala, going to do even better tomorrow? So maybe something didn't work out so good. Maybe you skipped something. Maybe all the plans that you did, you didn't do any of them. So maybe you write, what I'm planning to do even better tomorrow is, and then you write down what you learned. And then at the bottom it says, what did I learn new today? And there's going to be a whole bunch of reflections that you're going to have as you go along in your day-to-day journal, inshallah ta'ala. The next page is, it says, the Salah Daily Planner. This is, writing down the timings for your prayers. And after a while, you're going to get into a habit of praying on time. But in the beginning, I want you to make sure that you fill this out. So it says, what time are you going to pray Fajr? What time are you going to get ready? So let's say Fajr is at 5:30. I'm going to get ready at 5:10. I'm going to pray 2 sunnahs and something extra, increase my concentration. Maybe I'm going to make dua before the Iqamah. One of the brothers who did the Heart Wheel Journal, he shared with me a really cool point about the Salah Daily Planner. Is like, you'll notice Dhuhr, it says amount of sunnah that I'm going to do before Dhuhr. He'd write down like 4. So when he goes to the masjid, there used to be a tendency that if you go to the masjid, and someone's watching you, you'll be like, oh, I don't want to pray extra sunnah because they're going to watch me, and I'm only doing it because they're watching me. What he told me is because of the Heart Wheel Journal, he actually made the intention to pray more sunnah the night before, so he knew that he wasn't doing it because someone was watching him. And so it actually gave him like a breath of fresh air. There's Salatul Duha is a prayer. It says bonus Salatul Duha. That's a prayer that happens between, like, after the sun rises until Dhuhr. So, and it's something encouraged. You can look it up. You can pray 2 or 4 or 6 or 8. It's a bonus for your heart. And they also, Qiyamul Layl is a bonus, and you can write down, because we're doing this in Ramadan, you can write down Tarawiyah. So that's basically in a day. It seems like a lot, but what you want to do is give yourself, like, 15 minutes for your journal every day, inshallah ta'ala. Now, here's a critical point. What I want you to do is go all the way to the back of your journal. All the way to the back. To the back, to the back. You'll notice in the back pages, right at the back, the last 2 pages, it has notes. And believe me, if you're like me, you're going to have a lot of reflections from this. You're going to learn so much. And so what I wanted to do is give you a couple of pages that you can take notes about what's happening in your life, how are things changing, you know, things that you learn. Here's something interesting is, like something that I learned when I was doing the Heart Wheel Journal, is sometimes I can, my concentration in prayer can go up very high, even though I might not have necessarily prayed my sunnah prayers. Like sometimes I might have had this belief like, oh, if I don't pray my sunnah prayers, then there's no way I can focus on prayer. But I proved that to be wrong. I can still focus on it, and then you'll find that there are other ways to increase your, I'm not saying skip your sunnah prayers, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that you will find that maybe you have some beliefs that you like, oh, if I don't pray my sunnah prayers, then I could never have concentration in prayer, which is not necessarily true. You can still have concentration, and so you've proven it wrong. You're still praying your sunnah prayers because you love it, but if you don't have the chance, you can still come in at a full concentration. Okay, the pages that I want you to see is the Salah concentration progress. This page, you're going to come to this page at the end of the day, every day, for all 30 days. Basically what it is a scale on 0 to 50. Each prayer, you want to rank it on a scale of 0 to 10. So every prayer that you do, so it's Fajr prayer. On a scale of 0 to 10, how is your Fajr? And you'd say, oh, you know what? It rocked. My Fajr was awesome. I was so excited. I'd give myself a 10. And then Dhuhr, how was it? You're like, it rocked. I was, you know, I was on top of everything. Maybe an 8. Maybe it didn't rock as much as Fajr, but it rocked for me. And then Asr, how was your Asr? And it's like, well, you know, I was bored. I prayed a little late, and I wasn't concentrating that well. I'd give myself like a 2. Right? So you're at 22 right now. How was your Maghrib? Right, Maghrib was okay. I give myself a 5. How was your Isha? Isha was, you know, better than normal. Give myself like a 10. I don't know what that comes out to, something like 38 or something like that. So on a scale of 0 to 50, you give yourself a 38. So you color in all of that up to 38, and that's day 1. So what you're actually doing is charting how good you're doing in prayer. And you're actually going to start to see patterns. This is like a super cool activity. You don't want to miss doing this. You're going to start seeing pattern. When you're low and your numbers are going down, you'll see that something's happening in your life, the numbers are going down. And then when it's high, you're doing something else. Whenever you hit 40 or above, or you get like really high numbers, I would say that write down in your notes, what did you do that day that made your number so high in your Salah concentration? And you're going to learn some amazing things so that at the end of this, at the end of this, you know, the Heart Wheel Journal, you will actually have a formula that's perfect for yourself that when you want to get your numbers up into the high numbers, all you have to do is write down the formula that you did in Shalatana. All right, so if you can run back all the way to the end of day 1, so that's basically around page 14. We finished day 1, the Dhuhr Salah and all of this stuff, and then day 2 starts up. Okay, so now you're on day 2, past day 2 and the Dhuhr and all of that stuff. Then you'll see it has a page. This is about page 18. It says celebrate. Right? And this is like my funnest part of this whole thing. It's celebrating. This is about page 19 in your journal. You're already at day 3. You'll notice that so quickly in the journal, I put up a celebrate page. And I said, treat yourself today by doing such and such. Here's the really fun part about your journal, is there's about 4 or 5 celebration days. What I want you to do is write down from now, right before you start the journal, how are you going to celebrate? With what? How are you going to treat yourself? And write down all the celebrations. So let's say, for example, there was some toy that you wanted to buy, right? You suppose there's like a Care Bear or some teddy bear that you wanted to buy. You always wanted to buy it, but you felt, oh, I'm too old, and so on and so forth. So you write down, treat yourself today by buying the teddy bear that I always wanted. And pick all the celebrations days, because normally people buy stuff and they don't deserve it. Believe me, they don't deserve it. They haven't done anything good. They totally don't deserve it. But then they buy something anyway. What you can do now is use all those things that you wanted to do or wanted to, you know, spend time with and so on. Write them down in your celebration days. And you must do the celebration days. Do not skip them. People, you know, have this tendency to be all stuck up and tight and they just don't want to celebrate. They're always focused on goal setting. You've got to celebrate. You've got to enjoy it. I remember Actually, I shouldn't even tell you how I celebrated. I can't tell you that. But let's just say it's a very memorable moment. One of the happiest memories of my life was on my celebration day 3, and I celebrated with my family, and I had cards for them. It was so nice, and inshallah ta'ala, I wish the same for you. Okay, so those are the celebration days. And then as you go along, you'll notice after the celebration day, there is... you do the next day, and then it says take a day 4 snapshot of your heart wheel, and you'll find it at the beginning. Then you go to the day 4 heart wheel snapshot. And I believe that's it as we go along. Because this is a Ramadan journal, like you want to finish it all by the end of Ramadan, I would say that if you miss a day, then skip it. Right? So if it just says, plan for tomorrow and actual, just put X's there that you missed the day. And the reason being is that you don't want to fall behind and you're at the end of Ramadan, you're still on day 22 or something like that. Inshallah ta'ala, you can do it all on your own, even though it might actually take like a month and a half, depending on how many days that you miss. But I would say that because you want to start and finish in Ramadan, I would say skip the days that you missed, inshallah ta'ala. On the last page, it says shortcuts to concentration, or second last page, right before the Salah concentration progress, it says shortcuts to concentration. Those are just ideas. Like, you might think, like, well, how do I increase my concentration in prayer? You can go to this page and you can take ideas from this. And of course, the Discovery Life Forum is going to be probably a huge resource for you. You can share, your happy moments and your celebrations and things that you did, all that stuff, and you have a community of people that are doing the Heart Wheel Journal with you, and inshallah ta'ala, take advantage of that. There's something I was thinking about with regards to Discovery Life. Obviously, in Discover You Life, there are some people that are, totally involved in the forums and the weekly planning and others might be not as involved. They're still there, but they're not as involved. And I thought of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, in which he said that, the example of a good friend, an outstanding friend, is like the person who carries musk. Either you're going to get some of that musk from your friend, or just by being in their presence, you'll smell a beautiful smell. And I thought about this, with the amazing people, all the members of Discover You Life, is that, everybody here is like bearers of musk. So the time you spend with Discover You Life, it's going to be one of two things. Either you're going to learn something new and you're going to implement it, or at the very least, you're going to be in the company of people who are moving forward to succeeding in their lives, inshallah ta'ala. And so either way, you're going to benefit, and inshallah ta'ala, I hope you take more and more advantage of that, because as the days go by, I think you'll find that, the people that you see here, obviously there's a lot of great people out there in the world. You want to be focused on bearers of musk, people who are sharing that perfume with you, or at the very least, as I said, that you'll smell that beautiful smell. Alhamdulillah, we're able to gather people like that in Discover Your Life. And I wish you the best, inshallah ta'ala, in your heart wheel journal and, increasing your iman. That's it. I've explained, the whole heart wheel journal. I'll open up the lines right now if anybody has any questions. So we'll take about 10 minutes of questions, inshallah ta'ala. Again, the whole muting thing. I'm going to unmute everybody, and then afterwards, if you can just mute yourself if you're not going to ask a question. Actually, just mute yourself anyway until you have to ask a question. So after I unmute, then you press *6. I'll tell you when. 3. All right, so you can press *6 now. Everybody just press *6, and then we'll take questions.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, whoever wants to ask a question.
I have one quick question. The plan for tomorrow, and then what did I write? You have a small note on the side saying complete after Isha the night before this day, inshallah. And then in another one, you said complete after Isha at the end of this day. So let's say Ramadan is starting tomorrow. Let's say tomorrow is my first day. A little confusion here. Which one should go first?
Well, actually, because you'll probably miss like a day or a couple of days. That's normal. So don't worry about that. Start on whatever day you want, inshallah ta'ala, and then you know, when you miss a day, it shouldn't matter. It'll make up for it.
No, that's not my question. My question was, you have a specific note that says, but there are two different notes. One says, complete after Isha the night before this day. And then another note says, complete after Isha the end of this day.
Okay, so when it says day one, that's the beginning of the day. It's actually like even the day before. So if we started the Heart Week, the Heart Wheel Journal tonight,
mm-hmm.
we're actually planning for tomorrow.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And then at the end of the day, like if I'm planning for tomorrow, then at the end of the day, at Isha time, I would write down how did I do, and then I would plan for the day after.
Okay. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Question, brother?
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum.
This is Omar from Atlanta. I had a quick question. I'm looking at the plan for tomorrow section, and I wanted to know if we're planning to, like, I guess, market for some dawah activity, like we're planning to market for our level class. Can we put that under Sadaqah Creates Kothar section?
You're planning to do what?
Market for our upcoming Al-Maghrib class in November. So,
well,
like, would
I mean,
that count for that?
If you're, for example, you like donating your time, that's like it's like a charity.
Yeah.
You can include that, inshallah ta'ala.
Okay.
Someone else?
Alaykum Shaykh.
Alaykum As-Salaam.
About the zikr chunks. I know zikr can be anything, right? Meditate. It's up to the individuals what way to do zikr. I just want to ask, what will be your recommendations for zikr chunks?
Who's speaking?
This is Denise from Ireland.
Okay. So your question was, say it again.
Just your recommendations for zikr chunks. That's all.
Okay, so recommendations for zikr chunks, what I would say is... you want to focus on those things that are from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So some of those things you have like the zikr of the morning and night, the morning and the evening. And so something like doing the zikr of the morning and the evening after Fajr and after Asr is something that I would recommend. And if you do that consistently, I would say give yourself a 10 for that. Or a person would say, oh, you know what, I'm commuting to work, I'm going to work on the bus or going to school, I'll remember Allah, I'll say SubhanAllah wa bihamdi like 100 times. And they make that their constant habit. Maybe they would give themselves a 10. What I would recommend is the morning and evenings, and the SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar after Salah, if you do those consistently, I would say that, you know, that's good. Give yourself a 10 for that.
Okay,
JazakAllah
khair.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
This is Ayub.
Yes, sir.
So what did you do for consistent activity? Like, so if you had a goal that I would read, say, 5 pages of Quran every day, but here we have, like, a plan for tomorrow section, so, like, should we just put, this section is for activities that are not consistent, so should we do activities that are consistent, should we do the ones that are not consistent, or how do we deal with the consistent ones?
I got you. If you have something that's consistent and, you know, it's increasing your demand and so on and so forth, I know you were asking before something similar to this. Sometimes you might do something consistently, but then you get bored of it. So this is an opportunity for you to mix and match. If you are doing something consistently, then put it in your plan. If you notice your plan, it has a lot of different sections. So you can plan like 5 different things. So some of them might be something that you do consistently. In fact, you might find out at the end of this Heart Wheel Journal or in between, you'll find a pattern that there are certain things that you do consistently and it will become so consistent that it will become a habit because of the Heart Wheel Journal or you'll always see it in shot.
So we don't do the PMR and the weekly planning now that we have Heart Journal, right?
Yeah, you don't have to do it. Just follow the Heart Wheel Journal.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Sheikh Mohammed, what advice would you give us in terms of abandoning sin? Because obviously that would be a big way towards purifying your heart. Where would that fit in within the context of this journal?
What would you advise in regards to what?
Giving up on a particular sin.
Oh. Okay, so perhaps when it says five things that I'm going to do tomorrow, and if someone's like planning for the next day, let's say, you know, the sin, it might be related to a chastity sin, or maybe avoiding distractions. It could be things or a character sin, maybe someone backbites on people and so on and so forth. So someone might say in regards to chastity, let's say that they go to pornography websites, may Allah protect us. So they'd say, you know, tomorrow I'm planning to, you know, put the settings on my computer, you know, to whatever. And then it's like a tawbah and it's repentance to Allah and an action to move away from that sin. Allah. Next question. Star 6, ask your question. Nobody else? Star 6.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I had one more question.
Sorry, go ahead.
I had one more question. That's with regards to scheduling. Should we only stick to this heart wheel journal, and should we not use like some of the other weekly and daily planning strategies that you told us before, like the other journal or like RPM or something along those lines?
Okay, with regards to this Heart Wheel journal, as you can see, it's going to fully plan your entire month with regards to increasing your spirituality. Now, what you would want to use your RPM and, you know, weekly planning and so on and so forth is in regards to the other slices of your life. So your education or your business or something like that, you'll need to do RPM. You'll need to plan those separately to specifically focus on your spirituality. So you'll be so focused on your spirituality, and that's what you should be doing in Ramadan anyway. And that's why I made it 30 days for Ramadan. But you definitely have, you know, your other parts of your life that you have to deal with in Ramadan, so that's where you would use the RPM and the weekly planning and so on.
Okay.
Alright, I'll take like two more questions and then we'll be done. You press star 6 and you can ask your question. Star 6. Yeah, star 6 if you're muted. All right, I guess nobody else has any questions. I wish you the best, inshallah ta'ala. And the results of the timings, we did like the survey for, you know, what time would be best for you. Actually, I could show you a snapshot of the of what everybody said. What was really weird is that there's almost an equal number for every single time slot. So it was like, you know, five people for this, six people for this, five people for that, seven people for this. So it was almost equal all throughout. For those who filled out the other and then wrote in like a specific time, what I noticed is that there were a few more people that said late night, that they preferred late night. So what I did is I chose the late night option, and because alhamdulillah I'm not really traveling in Ramadan time, I'm going to be home, so I can do weekends as well. So and a couple of people said weekends. So alhamdulillah in Ramadan I'm able to pull that off. So we're doing weekends, like really late night, which comes out to like I think 11 or 11:30 at night, something like that. And we're not going to keep them too long, inshallah ta'ala. The Heart Wheel Journal, and if you haven't seen already, in the Define section on the Discover Your Life, I put up like a tutorial and like a prompted guided audio of how to plan your week. So what I would say is, you know, for that weekly planning, you want to do that at least once a week. Right? So even if we don't do the weekly planning by phone, we did it before, but I'm saying even if we skip it, what you need to do is plan your week. So just go step by step by step. Every week, do it once, pick a day, and stick to it. In the beginning, inshallah ta'ala, I'll let people get used to it, and then maybe after Ramadan, I'll start making it compulsory on a specific day that everybody has to do it on this day or something like that, just so everybody can get committed, inshallah ta'ala. There's a tendency that people, although like leave something to the side and then they forget about it, don't do that, inshallah ta'ala. You want to plan it so that if you plan your week, then inshallah ta'ala, it'll be a masterpiece. And then the Heart Wheel Journal will carry you through the month. If you have any questions about the Heart Wheel Journal, you always have the Ask My Coach feature to ask me about it, inshallah ta'ala. And with that, we are done. Our next lecture that we're going to be doing together, I know a lot of people actually are How to Memorize Quran. Charter conference call was pretty popular. A lot of people came into that call. So what I did is I put our next call, the topic of which is going to be a really essential technique that all of us need to master, and that is the mastery of memorizing, how to memorize something. And I know this super-duper, the coolest technique in the world to memorize things, and with this technique I'm able to, you know, within minutes memorize an entire speech and do an entire speech from memory because of this technique. And inshallah ta'ala, I'll teach you this technique. It can be used for your studies. A lot of you are students, and you can use it for your studies as students, how to, like, guarantee that you have something memorized. And for those who are, like, memorizing Quran and stuff like that, it might not work exactly with the Quran memorization, but it can definitely help with it. But it'll help you with everything else in between, inshallah ta'ala, with regards to lists that you have to memorize or speeches that you have to memorize or anything in between, inshallah ta'ala. And that will be our next session. You'll find that on the calendar. And with that, this is Muhammad Ashraf signing off for Discover Your Life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.